So the principle within elimination and excretion that we're going to discuss now is clearance. Clearance is determined by a variety of factors, but really it's going to be the blood flow to the organ that's performing that metabolism and elimination, as well as the efficiency of extraction by the organ of the drug from the blood, and some others that we won't go into. But these are the primary drivers of clearance, being the rate at which your elimination is occurring. So for example, the kidney is a highly perfused organ. We have a great amount of blood supply to that organ. And glomerular filtration is the process by which that extraction is performed from the blood supply. And that's a highly, highly efficient process. So because of both of those, we have a very rapid rate of clearance. Now, it's important to remember that this is a patient-specific process, in addition to being drug-specific to some degree, but that means that there's considerations for toxicities if the clearance is low, because maybe, going off of the kidney example still, if there is damage to that organ, if you have an elderly patient, your kidney function is going to decline with age. Any kind of condition is going to change the blood flow to the kidneys. So like shock or vasodilators will have inverse effects on what that clearance may be. You're really going to have to take into account those considerations, because if clearance suddenly drops, we start running that risk for accumulation, like we mentioned in the last slide. But clearance is going to determine that steady state concentration for any given dosage rate, because the rate of administration has to equal the rate of elimination to get to that equilibrium. When we think about this process, there's also manual elimination. So in the terms of dialysis for kidneys, we're actually controlling the rate at which that occurs. We're basically taking the place of that organ in terms of really determining a preset clearance for whatever we are attempting to eliminate by that process.